This episode is brought to you by Cart Driver, Denver's home for wood-fired pizzas, fresh oysters, seasonal market plates, cocktails, and conversation.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode
of Natural Disasters. I'm Marissa.
I'm Adam.
And this is Natural Disasters.
So I walked into Marissa's house today. I actually did it very aggressively. I kicked the door open. Swung open. And I said, Marissa!
Just like that.
Yeah, I have something I need to talk about with you.
And I was like, okay.
I said, we need to do an episode of Natural Disasters that we call Popping Off.
Yes, because he has some sort of... So Adam has some subject that he has not told me about.
Correct.
That he is going to then pop off about to me. So we'll see how it goes.
So Marissa just got back. She's back from vacation. She was
I was in Greece. It wasn't a vacation. It was work.
I shouldn't say vacation. She was there for work.
All right. And a little bit.
This is something that came up while she was away, and I was like, this is something I'm curious about what Marissa thinks. So this is a little bit less unscripted. This is a little bit back to our
roots. Of our stuff is scripted. This is just like what Adam always wants the pod to be, which is like Harmontown, basically.
Just us popping off,
and just popping off.
I got something to pop off about.
So if you're not a fan of like our old rambly ways, then this might
also
not be
get ready.
For you.
This might be a regular thing. This might come once a month or so.
Yeah, it could. Popping off, I think, will become a regular segment that then for those who don't like us just rambling can decide.
Whether they want to hear us pop off.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on what we're popping off
also, about. Also, it's fun to pop off. I hope all you guys pop off. I hope we all pop off.
I think everyone just pops off. All right. So anyways, first of all,
the wine.
What wine did you bring to pop off with?
So a Rosato, a rosé. It is definitely darker than your average rosé, which I actually dig.
Yeah.
It's like somewhere in between a rosé and like a light red.
Yeah.
I think it's these 12 hours of skin maceration. Okay. It's from the Canary Islands. That's off
of
I
always get excited when I hear about wines from the Canary Islands.
Cheap.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, they're just so
not
happy.
Cheap like that. Cheap like bird. Canary
like
Islands,
chirp.
Thank you, chirp. Spanish islands, but off the coasts of Africa, I believe.
Yeah.
And it is.
I'm not really good with geography. I'm not going to lie.
Listón Negro is the grape. Also, we know that grape as Mission.
Yeah.
Some people just say Listón Negro. There are different sort of versions of it.
People love just like calling shit all sorts of shit.
But yeah, the first Vitis vinifera to come to the New World.
Beautiful.
It
looks really good. Talking about the wine, it has like a beautiful...
Oh, I didn't say who it's made it.
you kind of skipped over something.
So it's made by Dolores Cabrera Fernandez. And the La Aracuria, I believe, is the name of the wine.
I'm not even going to try.
That's it. And so Dolores Cabrera Fernandez. I think they've...
And it's Jose Pastor.
It's from Jose Pastor. I believe
sick importer.
Were grape growers for a long time before they were they were viticulturists before they were winemakers.
Gotcha.
And only recently have moved to winemaking.
Cool.
They're natural. I think they filter a little bit, so...
So is Frank Corneliuson, and no one seems to care that.
That's true. It's also an island. Maybe it's an island thing. It's really irie.
So, it's really, really pretty.
It smells like fucking black pepper, just like straight up.
Black pepper and raspberries and like...
You know what this smells like to me? Mignonette, the stuff that you put on oysters.
Oh, absolutely. But still with like a berry quality. But the color of it is like a really gorgeous...
It's like glowing.
Like glowing red magenta. It's really pretty. It smells, very much like mignonette and like I think still like raspberries. Like has like a little bit of a balsamic thing going on.
Yeah.
And then on the palate. Oh man, that just goes down real easy with a nice tingly like little hey.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Zip, 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 zip.
Excuse me. Got a little excited about that zippity chirp chirps. All right, so Adam. I'm nervous about what you're going...
Oh, I'm ready to pop. I'm ready all right, to fucking...
Adam.
I'm ready to fucking
oh, wait, give me
pop
the wine, give me the wine so
off.
I can put it in the ice. All right.
Yeah.
Or the... At least the cooler. Keep it...
All right. Are you guys ready for this? Okay.
I don't know.
Are you familiar? I mean, maybe you've already heard about this. Are you familiar with a sandwich chain called Jimmy John's? I think it's in the same family as Quiznos or Subway or...
Oh, I don't know. You said Jimmy John's and my first thing was like those frozen breakfast
sandwiches. No, it's not Jimmy Dean.
Okay.
It's Jimmy John's.
It's
like a Quiznos or like a... I think it's like a tier
up
Subway.
I think that there's one in Silver Lake.
There might be one, yeah.
I think that there's one not that far from here, but I could be wrong.
So
but
they
I
released
feel like-
a sandwich recently. That is an homage to French sandwiches, which is like a very classic baguette, meat, butter.
Yeah,
right.
Which
so
is
like,
delicious.
Sometimes it's prosciutto or like ham. Sometimes it's salami. It depends, but like it's a very sort of. I think you have them a lot on the train.
I always eat those kinds of things like from the auto grills in Italy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
the auto grill, for those of you that don't know, is like a gas station stop.
It's not like a gas station.
It is a gas station. But the auto grills are like way better than regular gas stations. Like
I don't know. I kind of love gas stations in America too.
Nope. You cannot get like a badass fucking baguette sandwich at fucking 7-Eleven.
No, but you can get a fucking corn dog.
You can get a fucking
corn
dog.
Can you get a corn dog in Italy? I don't. Think so.
Not usually there for the corn dogs.
Anyway, so Jimmy John's released a sandwich that is like, and they're going sort of.
Wait,
with
so
the,
like when you say they're like Subway and Quiznos, do they toast the stuff or no?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for
that. Okay.
I'm not, I just meant like it's a fast casual.
Well, I worked at Togo's, was my first.
Maybe it's like a Togo's
okay,
too.
So my Togo's, for those of you that don't know, is like a sandwich shop chain here in California that stands for Two Goes, but they don't call it that. They call it Togo's. But it was like my first job not working for my dad. So. I'm very familiar with sandwich shops.
Yeah, so this is like sandwich culture.
Sandwich and culture, okay, I'm into it.
In honor of this new sandwich, they released a natural wine. Or at least a wine they're calling natural. Made by Folk Machine. And Folk Machine, I think people think of as... And in the commercials, it says...
There's commercials?
Yeah, there's like a viral... I don't know if it's viral, but there's like a YouTube video and videos of this sandwich with the wine. And then in the fine print underneath, it says like, this wine is made naturally with no additives, no additions, blah, blah. And it like defines what natural wine is on the bottom. And they're like, this is a natural Pinot Noir from Jimmy John's. And you could order it. You couldn't get it at the store. You could only order it online on like wine.com. And it's sold out. Instantly. So my pop off is good, bad, neutral. Like,
I feel like this requires that meme that I don't quite understand that is that based on like Dungeons and Dragons that has like neutral evil, neutral good.
Oh, yeah.
Chaotic evil. But I don't know those things. Right now, I feel very chaotic about this inside because I don't really know how to take this information in.
Well, I think of it like this. They could have gone a different way.
I mean, on the one hand, okay, all right, I'm going to pop off for a second. Did you just like pop this fucking...
It's pop.
You just pop this... Our sound engineers, Matt, bless your heart. I'm sorry. Actually, all of our listeners, I'm sorry. So many peas that are about to be popping like this.
Yeah, is that from... Remember Community?
Yes, I do remember Community.
Was it Hurricane? What was that guy's name? Pop, pop.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway.
Anyways, so, okay... Whew, I got some feelings. Hold on, I need a drink. My idealistic natural wine loving self, the one that has dedicated herself to dying on the hill of natural wine for the facts that it's better for the consumer, it's better for the environment, it's better for small business, which Jimmy John seems to not be a small business, but that's fine. We'll leave that part out of this. This is a good thing. And now I'm going to drink a lot of wine.
Right. It's like you're saying it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's hard to say.
It's a good thing, but at the same time, it's like also like, all right, if you're for natural wine and you're for the principles of it, you can't really be angry when bigger companies start to utilize those things because that's the point, right? Like we're all working towards like the earth being a better place and like a healthier place. And like that's like one of the main pillars of natural wine is that it's supposed to be better for the world and for the consumer. So you have like... To me, like you have to be behind this sort of shit if you actually give a fuck about.
I guess the question that for me that it was like, this is where it turns over in my head, which is, well, are there sandwiches that way? I don't know. I don't have an
answer. Exactly. Like, is there? Are there produce
Because if they're not, then this is just marketing.
Yeah, but also too, though, I just found out about some restaurants in LA that definitely have fully natural, like wildly natural wine lists that don't source natural or like organic produce or meats. And they're very popular places.
That's weird.
And like, so there is a disconnect. And
usually
like,
it's the opposite. I feel like it's like these people go to like farmers markets.
It's absolutely
the
opposite.
And then they have like conventional wine.
But no. But now there's a lot of places that like are like, yeah, natural wine.
So
there,
it's the marketing of natural wine.
So it's yeah.
So that's the part that I'm saying. Like, well, is this Jimmy John's? But then like, is Jimmy John's, why the fuck would Jimmy John's care about natural? Why wouldn't they go to like, why wouldn't they just get fucking conventional ass fucking shit?
Because they obviously care about
who?
Something.
How? Why?
Someone there cares. And like, like whether they're caring for like, I mean,
it's just weird to me. Like they could have gone such an easier route. They could have gone,
but maybe we just don't know that like they do
source
everything.
Like Jimmy John's is like an ethical.
Like they're like Chipotle. I don't fucking know. But what I have to say, like, but regardless of it, like whether it's for marketing purposes or and like the marketing thing and like the exploitation of natural wine, like a lot of people are on that. Like that's no good. There, like. Yeah, that's bad. But at the same time, like, it's like the lesser of two evils. Like, I'd rather Jimmy John's be making a natural wine and like doing that versus in like, hopefully, like if they're working with Folk Machine, you know, like paying like for organic fruit
and
like
totally.
Paying people that deserve it and
like
making,
spreading the word.
Yeah.
Spreading
and
the gospel.
Spreading the word, even though I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck a Jimmy John is. I thought that was something that you get out of a freezer section that I would never touch because I don't like fucking breakfast sandwiches. But, you know, I still have to be like cool with it, even though like it does leave me feeling like torn, and it also it just like
it's
a,
like that Natalie Imbruglia sign.
I can see the
torn.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Yeah, it does. Something like that.
Cause I'm torn.
Yeah, yeah. Something naked on the floor.
This is how I feel.
Yeah.
Torn, I am naked. Oh no.
I'm cold or
I'm broken, born in something on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real.
And this is the part where I said, it goes,
it doesn't matter. It's what I'm, I'm torn like Natalie Imbruglia, not naked on the floor, but.
Maybe that song was prophetic.
Illusion never changed.
It's about natural wine and she didn't even know about.
No, I think it's about what most pop songs are about.
Breaking up.
But
falling in love, breaking up.
Falling in love or breaking up or just fucking in the club.
Yeah.
In the club. It also, like, I guess the thing that evokes, like, the thing that evokes in me that I don't like about myself is that it does kind of evoke, like, the like, angsty emo kid of, like,
Yeah, your band is, like, now popular.
Why is my thing, like, associated with this big fucking corporation? But that's, like, the lesser side of me. Like, it's more important that this is happening, even though it's like weird and like fucked up. And like, part of me is like, there's so many people that like have worked so hard to make a living in this industry that will never ever have like the profits that company that probably didn't need it got off that wine. If that makes sense.
I know what you're saying, but also, I thought that was going a little in my head, was the people who like, if you're a small farmer or you're a small winemaker and you've been like doing it for a long time and like you're struggle, and all of a sudden like natural wine's like, we're here, we're
of
natural,
course.
We're
of
big.
Course.
And like people start buying all these wines.
That's
like
great.
It's kind of pretentious and kind of fucked for like the gatekeepers
of
natural wine to be like, oh no, we have to keep it small.
No, and you know
that's
that
like privilege.
And you know that I'm against that. Like, I mean, like I've literally dedicated my life to like putting natural wine in a national magazine. Like I'm anti that, but like, I'm for this. Like, just like the Charles Shaw episode, like the Charles Shaw organic episode we did. We didn't like the wines, but the point is like the impact that natural wine is having is more important than anything else.
Yeah. Obamacare might suck, but it's better than not having it.
Yes.
And if it gets us to a place where we have socialized medicine, that's better.
Then that's
then
great.
It's worth
because
it.
There still has to be a first step. Like there has to be a first step for everything. But like I'm also not going to like sit here and pretend that like that it also doesn't give me a tinge of like, ugh. You know, like I mean, like it's
no,
just
of course, no. That's why I had to pop off on it because I had that same. I had both. I felt all of those things.
And like. Like this is what's cool about being a rational human. You can like recognize that you can feel things and that like you probably in your life have been conditioned to feel things for a certain way. And
break the fucking simulation.
Yeah. And like, and that's okay. But then also like choosing, like more of me is stoked that like that a company is getting on board with this and is like promoting it. And like they're using Folk Machine, which is like, you know, like that's a California.
Yeah. Wine you would call that a small winery.
Yeah. Like a low intervention, small yeah. California winery. They're using their, you know, so
they're conscious of what they're doing.
Or Folk Machine's just blown the fuck up.
Who knows?
Know.
Or we don't know. We don't know.
For all we know, Folk Machine is like in like every fucking Trader Joe's right now. We don't know. But the point is that you you have to choose that it's good. I think at this stage in
I
the
think
game,
you do. I think I agree with you. Even if it's 51% good, it still has
so
to
better.
Be good.
If you were in natural wine for the reasons that I believe. Like the movement and the community should be here for, you have to be okay with that. Even if it like bugs you, like, yeah, it doesn't like, you know, like I, like there are people that are writing like the most mundane, fucking insane misinformation, fucking bullshit articles about natural wine. And it destroys me regularly as someone that like has dedicated my life to doing that.
Yeah.
But
I call
like,
it out quite often.
Yeah. And like, but at the same time, it's like, you know what? More people are learning about natural
yeah,
wine. And
true.
You know what? This isn't about me. Like, if I was to get into an industry for me and for my profit and for like myself,
it wouldn't be
it
natural.
It wouldn't be writing and it wouldn't be natural no. wine because neither of those things fucking pay anything. Unless
actually,
maybe you're Jimmy Johns
was,
and you're fucking
say,
killing
I,
it.
I wonder, do you want to know, should we just pivot completely away from natural wine and just be YouTube streamers?
Hey,
hi, like
up?
And subscribe. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Cart Driver, Denver's home for wood-fired pizzas, fresh oysters, seasonal market plates, cocktails, and conversation. Tucked in a 640-square-foot shipping container space in the heart of Denver's Rhino neighborhood, Cart Driver is the perfect place to stop in for an Italian-style spritz, Prosecco on tap, and a wide variety of tinned fish. Open for lunch, dinner, community hour, and late night 7 days a week, Cart Driver is here for you with fresh, domestically sourced ingredients and above all, hospitality. Learn more at cart-driver.com.
So, all right. Well, I mean, I'm
you
just
got something to pop off about.
I do. I'm just still processing what you just told me.
Okay.
Like one, like also like
it's hot
also,
in here.
It's so fucking hot in here. We're in our bunk ass studio, which is my sunroom.
Now I realize, like, at least with audio, you can't see how sweaty we are.
Yeah, this is true. But on video, you can definitely see how sweaty we are.
Flushed.
But I'm still just like, I don't know. But at the same time, like, you know, like Shake Shack has a house wine. A lot of people have like house wine. So to me, like, this is not that unexpected. Like, this is something that should have been, like, you know, like we, like, didn't you, when you worked at Hatchet Hall,
yeah,
you
yeah,
guys
yeah.
had.
Yeah, but we're not like, it's not.
You're not Chipotle.
No, or yeah. I mean, it's like. Yeah, imagine.
I can only hope that Jimmy John's is as good as Chipotle. Since you sprung this popping
I've never,
off
I've never,
topic.
I've never had a Jimmy John's sandwich.
Since
so
I didn't
I
know that this topic
you.
Was happening. I can't, I don't have any.
I should have brought, you couldn't, the bottle was sold out or else I would have bought one. Jimmy John's, if you want
Jimmy
to send
John's,
us one.
Jimmy John's, send us one. We'll review it.
Yeah. And also send us some sandwiches because I'm not going to buy those.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just go and like do a podcast at Jimmy
at
John's.
At a Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Man, it's just like, but I mean, you kind of have to hope that that is the future. And then that way, maybe it like we just, because I, here's like a positive about it, that maybe people like bigger companies moving in this direction, maybe then we won't have to call it natural wine anymore. We can just go back to calling it wine and then maybe conventional wine or
I
like.
Mean, that's the dream.
That's
living
the
dream.
Is like the dream is like, it's just wine.
It's like using the internal combustion engine.
But I think
versus
that,
electric. Like my dream is that all cars are electric. And then
yeah.
like you have the collectors or whatever, the weirdos who like internal combustion.
Yeah. And like, and then, but I think it's going to take bigger companies to like raise awareness and like raise like all of that. And like also, I think it can't just be us.
Do we
know?
Need like a Steve Jobs of natural wine?
You already called, like, in the episode we recorded before this, you already called Robert Parker the
Kanye
Steve
West.
Jobs. No, you called him Kanye West and Steve Jobs, which of wine entirely, which I'm like, okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, does there need to be like a Elon Musk?
It's me. It will be me one day. I'm the genius that will one day.
You're gonna be the Elon Jobs.
The Elon Jobs of no.
I'm the Elon Jobs West.
As I said in the last
episode. No, you're the Marissa Ross.
I'm the Marissa Ross of wine. I don't need to be anyone else. But this wine's great.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways,
it definitely needs food. Like, it's good on its own.
I don't know if it needs food.
Oh,
but
come on, some cheese right now.
I mean, like, any wine could use food. I'm fine drinking it on its own. Like, I'm chilling, but that's just me.
Or even oysters. I know that seems weird.
I don't think that's weird at all. You know what? Like, I love, like, Gamay with oysters.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect for that.
I think this would be delicious with oysters.
And then you follow it up with some very sensual VR.
Oh, my God.
The bad oyster and then, like, bad VR.
Oh,
like
oh wait, you're making me sick. Just
we were talking about the bad oyster in the lot.
Yeah,
sorry, we recorded two episodes back to back. That was a callback to the previous episode. Anyways,
we don't know when this is being released though.
That's
true.
Whatever. Like, bad oysters are bad, and I don't know. I can't say for much about other VR, but like, I'm very into.
I had a friend who helped design really early VR. Like, he was really, like, probably 5 years, 6 years ago.
Okay.
Was, like, a programmer for really early VR. And so I had a friend who was very early on the VR side of things.
Are they rich?
No. He was just a programmer.
Damn.
And I used it, like, twice, and I threw up so much. And I was like, I'm never doing this again.
This is, like, very much like you're, like, stabilizing. You're just kind of, like, looking around a stable room, and it's just, like, people... fucking.
We was like awesome. Walking around and like
no this is
it
like
was basically Minecraft. We were basically
no,
like in Minecraft.
This is
like
not
3D,
like this.
And it was just like
this is like you're just like in a room with a bunch of like really fucking beautiful people like fucking or masturbating.
So weird. It's like being in Eyes Wide Shut.
I
feel like this is an old part. Like, I'm old. I feel like this is
don't
like
knock it until you try.
I feel like this
you're
is
like 3 years older than me.
No, and I'm not saying I'm old. I'm just saying like this is like one of those things where I feel like I'm like I don't like.
You're waving your cane at fucking VR.
Yeah, like the kids, like the yeah, exactly, like the kids.
Yeah, but like it's so well done. It's not like shitty amateur porn. That's like also
VR. I'm not
VR.
Saying that. I'm just talking about the VR. Like, I don't know. It's just weird to me.
There's a Rick and Morty VR game that I want, but it's very expensive. So
is it Rick and Morty?
It's Rick and Morty VR where you can like be in the garage and like doing stuff, but like then I'd have to buy the VR headsets.
Why is it
for
so expensive? Oh, because
you have to buy the fucking headsets for PS4, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
So. But you get to be Rick.
I don't know. I don't really know.
What about the one that Justin Roiland released? That game?
Yeah, we. I don't know enough about it. You sent me the thing in...
Yeah, Trover or something or like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. I like Justin Roiland a lot, but a lot of his stuff can go, like, real sideways, real quick.
Yeah, he's starting his own studio. It's called, like, Squanch. Squanch Games.
Squanch Games, yeah. All right, well, I guess we can be done. So, Jimmy John's natural wine, good, but makes us feel weird.
Not that different than VR porn.
Yeah, which makes
good,
me feel makes, good.
But makes me feel weird.
Yeah, okay. And then Rick and Morty, always great.
Always great. Always great.
This risotto, or rosé. Is it rosé?
Rosato.
Yeah, this risotto.
But rosé.
Very good.
Very good.
So, all in all, that's us popping off.
We popped off.
I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, well, then you now know not to listen to more popping off.
Yeah. All right.
Although
well,
maybe you should, though, because one day we might pop off about something you really fucking care about.
Yeah. I like the format of the surprise pop offs.
Mm-hmm. I think your surprise was a little bit better than or my.
Well, like, no, mine was just wine related. But then that.
Yeah. But like I didn't know that you were going to come in today and be like, I got an idea for a new segment episodic.
Yeah. But
thing.
Like, I think we could be like, all right, I got a pop off. And then
it can be anything. Well, yeah. Next time I'll be prepared. This time I was not prepared. Kind of like when you came in. Well,
with
we don't
finish,
know. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
we don't know.
This is it. All right.
We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
We popped off too much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Heritage_Radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.